DNR wastewater engineer Amy Garby says the wipes always have been an issue, but with the COVID pandemic, the wipes are being used more frequently and they end up in the toilet. She says the guidelines that allow the companies to use the word flushable on the container aren't stringent enough.
Toilet paper breaks down almost instantly, while these flushable wipes, they don't. They stay almost exactly the way that they look when you take them out of the package, all the way to the treatment plant.
Garby says there's many places the wipes can get clogged. She says they can clog pipes or botch equipment at the plant that is costly to fix, and someone has to go in and clean it out if it can be cleaned. She says imagine trying to put 40 wipes per day through a 4-inch pipe. Garby says it can back up in the basement or cause an overflow at the manhole. Garby says there's a rule of thumb regarding toilet flushing.
The solution is to keep things that don't belong in the toilet out. The toilets are not a trash can. And so really the only three things that should be flushed down the toilet are, we say, the three P's, pee, poop, and toilet paper.
She says diapers, feminine products, baby wipes, Q-tips, dental floss are all things that should not be flushed down the toilet. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.